The scripture says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. We want you to sit back and receive the word of God that will produce faith in your heart for miracles. Even as Apostle Apenua Tomiwa Joshua gets the undiluted word of God to you.
Good day to you. Father, we bless your name. We exalt your name. Thank you for the name of Jesus that works all the time. Thank you because you sent your word and heals and deliver them from their destruction. And we exalt you because today your children will be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because your word is transforming lives and transforming destiny in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to today's teaching, everyone. Today we'll be looking at faith in the name of Jesus. Faith in the name of Jesus. Firstly, I want to emphasize the fact that the moment you get born again, you are a child of God. And because you are a child of God, you have right to everything that God has. Glory be to God. You have right to everything that God has. And as a child of God, you have a relationship with God. Your relationship with God is the fact that you have been made a new creature. You have been made a son of God. Like, for example, like even ministry, there are people who are possibly not partner with us, who are possibly not student with us, who does not have any form of relationship with us, but want to be enjoying our time, our commitment, and all that. When people are like that, a lot of time they don't get to enjoy the full thing, because as a ministry, we can only commit to people by the degree at which they are committed back to us. It's that simple. So when you are a partner, there's a level of relationship. When you're a student, there's a level of relationship. Your friend is a level of what? Of relationship. And there are people who does not want relationship with us at all, who just want to be partaker of our knowledge on healing and all that. So by the degree of our commitment, relationship, that is by the degree at which we can commit ourselves back to people. It's that simple. The commitment I will give to people who are already partners or students with us, I can't give that level of commitment to people who are not, because that would be what a misplaced priority on our own side as leaders. So in God's kingdom, as a child of God, the moment you get born again, you are a child of God, you are committed to God, God is committed back to you. It's as simple as that. God have a commitment to you. He's a father. Say, I will be to you a father, and you will be to him a son. So that is the relationship that God wants you to walk with in him. And one of the benefits of being a child of God is that you have access to his name. Glory be to God. You have access to his name. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to Luke chapter 17, verse 19. That is one of the most amazing scriptural passage I've read for a while. Luke chapter 10. Verse 17 to 19, he said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Right? Verse 17 said, even devils are subjected unto us through thy name. Who are these people? They are the 70 that is sent forth to go and preach the gospel, heal the sick, and they came back with a report that even devils are subject to them in his name. And when we check verse 19, say, behold, I give unto you power. The Hebrew word, the Greek word for power here is actually exousia, which actually means authority. Say, behold, I give unto you exousia, authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and overhaul the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. You know, there are people who believe that the enemy does not have power, that the devil does not have power. It is a lie from the pit of hell. From the scriptures, you know that the devil has power. One of his power in expression is sickness and disease. It's not of God. Say, I'm God, anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Sickness and disease is an oppression of the devil. It is the devil trying to force his rulership on you, because power is forceful. He wants you to remain in a sick position. He wants to mark you oppressed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And here said, I've given unto you authority to tread upon snake and scorpion and all the power of the enemy. Not some of the power of the enemy. Said all the power of the enemy. Not some of the power maybe for malaria, typhoid, and not some of the power maybe like HIV and AIDS. All the power of the enemy. The same power that crushed malaria can crush HIV. The same authority that crushed HIV can crush cancer. The same authority that crush cancer can crush Down syndrome, can crush Parkinson, can crush all the ailments, all the attacks of the enemy in your life. And he said, I've given you that authority as a Christian. As a Christian, you have authority. The authority that you have is not your personal authority. This is where a lot of people think about authority. Most people think, God has not given me this authority. He has given me this authority. No, you don't personally have an authority. The authority that you walk in is the authority of the kingdom of God in itself. When you see a police officer in town, that police officer is not walking in his own personal authority. He's walking in the authority embedded on him by the federal government of that country. Glory be to God. And as a Christian, in God's mind, you are his military personnel, and he has embedded you with authority. That I've given you authority to stop the works of Satan, both in your life and everywhere you go. Anywhere you go, you see the devil operating. He has given you the authority to stop him from working. That's why I say, everywhere you go, heal the sick, raise the dead. He didn't say, pray for me to heal the sick. He didn't say, call me to heal the sick. He said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devil. Freely you have received, freely give. Because he has given you what it takes to achieve this. He has given you what it takes to get this done. And what he has given you is his authority. And that authority is in his name. Glory be to God. The authority he has given you is in his name. Let's open our Bible to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, where it says that God have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, right? That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Glory be to God. Every knee shall bow, right? He said, and every tongue, verse 11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to God. Amen. So that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. So you have been given the name of Jesus, to make sure every knee bow. Say, at his name, every knee shall bow. Every sickness bows at his name. Every poverty bows at his name. Every limitation bows at his name. Every obstruction in your life bows at his name. Every difficulty in your life bows at his name. Glory be to God. I remember always using this name, especially in my movement in Lagos. Whenever I see that there's traffic on the way and I couldn't understand why, I would speak. I will command in Jesus' name, let the road be true for me in Jesus' name. And before you know it, the vehicle will start moving. And at times for me, I'm going on the road and I see people fighting and I want to pass and I want to get modeled up with their fight and all that. I will stand wherever I am and I say, devil, I command you to leave these people. I command peace right now in Jesus' name. And 2 to 3 minutes, all of them will disperse from fighting. Everybody will go back to their houses or wherever they might be coming from. Why? Because I understand the authority that is in the name of Jesus. As a believer, you have been given the authority of the kingdom of God itself. You have been given the authority of God's kingdom. So when you stand against a situation, it is not one tiny, one short, or one fat, or one beautiful, or one ugly person that is standing. It is somebody who is representing the kingdom of God. Most especially when you stand in his name. And the scripture says, whatever you do in words and thought, do them in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. You use the name of Jesus. Yeah. One of the things I learned from one of the generals of faith is that is to use the name of Jesus. You use the name of Jesus. Say, cancer, you can't stay in my body in the name of Jesus. You keep calling the name till your faith in the name is strong, because you are meant to what? To have faith in his name. The name is powerful. The name of Jesus Christ carries the exact power, the exact amount of power that God has. But it will only deliver the exact amount of power that you know it can deliver for you. So if you have faith in his name, that the name can cause that cancer to dry, and you keep calling the name every day, you will watch the cancer dry off. If you have faith in the name, that the name can cause that HIV and hate to vanish, you keep calling the name every day, you will watch the viruses die off your life. If you keep calling the name, if you have faith in the name, that my faith in this name can cause this diabetes to leave my body, you can keep calling the name all the time till it's all vanishes. And I will prove that to you by the scriptures. Let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 3. After Apostles chapter 3, verse 1. Say, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried when they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask arm of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for arm, right? Verse 4, said, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, right, said, look on us, right? Look on us, right? Verse 5, said, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from of them, right? Verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such that I have I give to you, to thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you might be hearing from, if you are in bed, if you are bedridden, you are in whatever condition, I want you to rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you obey that and you have faith in the name, and you see, because pastor has said I should rise up and walk in Jesus' name, I honor the name of Jesus, I will get up and walk. If you try it, you're going to see the miracle. Just get up and walk in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. You can go for that test in Jesus' name. You can say, I'm healed in Jesus' name. I'm going for my test in Jesus' name. And I will come back with great result of healing, because I'm doing it in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Because God honor his name, right? God honor his name. Even though the scripture says you have exalted your word above your name, which means his name have some level of exaltation. God honors his name. Glory be to God. The scripture says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and he is saved. Glory be to God. So the name of Jesus. So they said them, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Verse 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Immediately he received what? Strength. Why? Because he got up responding to the name of Jesus. When you respond to our faith in Jesus' name, when you take action based on your faith in Jesus' name, you are going to see a miracle. There's not a time where you will do anything in Jesus' name that you will not receive a miracle. I remember when I was in the higher station, and there's a time I was in my bed at night, and something came to press me in the midnight. I was so pressed that I couldn't shout in Jesus' name. So all I could do was to whisper. I just whisper Jesus. At the moment I was able to whisper Jesus, I gasped Jesus, that devil left. That was name when the name become obvious to me. The name became obvious to me that this name is this powerful. If only by whispering the name, the devil left. The devil that could have killed me left by me just whispering the name. How much more will it do if I have to shout in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So the name of Jesus is powerful. The name of Jesus is wonderful. The name of any person carries the authority that person has. If I mention some names now, what will come to your mind may be wealth. If I say Bill Gates, what comes to your mind is what? Is wealth, right? When I say Dangote, what comes to your mind is what? Is wealth, right? When I say Joe Biden, what comes to your mind is what? Is power, is authority, right? When I say Trump, what comes to your mind is wealth, right? Authority. So whenever I say Jesus, what comes to your mind is the name of God himself. When we say Jesus, what should come to your mind is God. When we say Jesus, what comes to the mind of sickness and disease that you use the name to confront is God. When they hear Jesus, they bow. And that's why the scripture says, at his name, every knee shall bow. Everything that bows to God are meant to bow to the name of Jesus in the mouth of the believer. When you keep the name in your mouth, everything that Jesus Christ has conquered, everything that Jesus Christ has conquered during his death, burial, and the resurrection, they bow to you in that name. So whatever you might be passing through, have you tried every means and seems you are not getting results, why not try the name of Jesus? Why not let me place you on the medication of the name of Jesus? Keep saying the name of Jesus every day. Say, Jesus, Jesus, sickness, you can't stay in my body in Jesus' name. This sickness, you must leave my body in Jesus' name. At least keep the name of Jesus in your mouth for a while. Just keep it in your mouth every day. That your son, that your daughter that needs healing, just say in the name of Jesus, you are well. Just when you have to touch them, say in Jesus' name. When you have to do anything for them, in Jesus' name. When you have to give them medicine, give them in Jesus' name. When you have to give them food, give them in Jesus' name. When you have to give them anything, when you have to dress them up, do it in Jesus' name. You say to that child, say to that husband, say to that wife, you are healed in Jesus' name. You are well. You walk out of this place by yourself. You walk out of this hospital by yourself. You'll be able to do all that you couldn't do by yourself. And if you are the one, say it to yourself also. Say, I am healed. I am strong. I am well. My body is restored in Jesus' name. I am a healed person in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus is working for me. Hallelujah. Everything that Jesus Christ conquered that is tormenting my life, they bow to the name of Jesus. You can begin to call those things if you know them and begin to say, in Jesus' name, you must bow. That lack, you must bow. That want, you must bow. The sickness, the poverty, you must bow. The barrenness, you must bow. The stagnation, you must bow to the name of Jesus. You use the name of Jesus just like a carpenter uses his armor. He doesn't quit until he nails until the nails penetrate through the wall. Glory be to God. The challenge most Christians have is that they quit so soon. Once they try something of God a little time and they didn't get result, they quit. But in their natural endeavor, they keep trying, till they get result. But when it comes to the things of God, once they put a little effort and they are not getting result, they quit. Don't be that kind of Christian. Be the kind of Christian that will not quit. Be the kind of Christian that will not back off. Be the kind of Christian that will not back down. Be the kind of Christian that will not accept anything lesser than the standard of God. And when you are like that, you are said to be working in prosperity. Your prosperity is you making up your mind that you will not accept anything lesser than the standard of God's word. You just have to make up your mind that in your life, no sickness, no disease, no poverty. You have to make up your mind. No lack, no want, not like I'm unable to pay these bills, not like I'm unable to do this, not like I'm unable to do that. I have what it takes to achieve the goal of God in my hand. I have the name of Jesus. I have the name of Jesus to confront mountains. So whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. I have the name of Jesus as a weapon, as an instrument to face, to beat, to conquer, to crush every challenges and difficulties of my life. So you face the mountain, you are not begging the mountains, you confront the mountain because you have what it takes, right? To defeat the mountains, you have the name of Jesus. We'll check verse 16 of Acts chapter 3. I couldn't read the rest, but you can go there. You can just go personally read Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 16. But I want to read verse 16 right now. He said, "And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong." You see that? He said, "His name, through faith in his name." So faith in his name hath made this man strong. Faith in his name, right? I've made what this man was strong, right? No matter the level of your weakness, no matter what you are passing through, I have a good news for you. Faith in the name of Jesus makes you strong. So if I'm to ask you, how much faith do you have in the name of Jesus? I want you to have faith and confidence in the name. And if you want to develop faith and confidence in the name, use the name. When you use the name, you see little result, your faith gets stronger. Keep using the name till your result regarding the name keep getting bigger and bigger. Glory be to God. With the name, you can raise the dead. When we check Mark chapter 16, right? Say, "This sign shall follow them that believe." Verse 17, "In my name they will what? Cast out devils," right? Say, "In my name they shall cast out devils." In my name. So you can ask devils to leave your body. You can have ask devils to leave your marriage. You can ask devils to leave your family, to leave your children, to leave your business, to leave everything you do. You can live your life in such a way that devils can't come near you. Why? Because you have faith and confidence in his name. The name of Jesus is always in your mouth. You keep the name in your mouth. You sing the name in your mouth because the name is powerful. Devils, demons cannot stand that name. Glory be to God. No challenges of life can stand that name. So you can live your life such a way that the enemy cannot come near you just by you keeping the name in your mouth. It's very important. You keep the name in your mouth. You sing the name. You speak the name. You pray the name. Glory be to God. Let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 4, Acts of the Apostles chapter 4, verse 12. He said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Glory be to God. So there's no salvation. The word salvation actually means deliverance. There's no salvation in any other name except the name of Jesus. No deliverance in any other name except the name of Jesus. And that's the only name that has been given under heaven that men must be saved. The word saved there actually means sozo, which actually means healed. So the only name that can heal you is the name of Jesus. So whatever you might be diagnosed of, I command you are healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just have faith in his name. Glory be to God. Say, "I have faith in the name." And this is how to have faith in the name. I've told you, use the name. Use the name just like the carpenter will use his hammer. Just like the mechanic will use his spanner. Use the name. Learn to use the name of Jesus. Learn to use the name of Jesus. Learn to keep the name in your mouth. Keep calling the name. I've heard people saying, "Keep my name out of your mouth." God won't say that to you. Hallelujah. God won't say, "Oh, you call my name too much. Keep my name out of your mouth." God won't tell you that. God would rather say, "Keep my name in your mouth. Keep chewing it. Keep chewing the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, I am delivered. In the name of Jesus, I am prosperous. In the name of Jesus, I am well. In the name of Jesus, things are working for me. In the name of Jesus, doors are open." Hallelujah. You keep the name in your mouth. You keep the name in your mouth. You keep showing the name. You don't let go the name in your mouth. Glory be to God. You keep the name in your mouth. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, that's the name in your mouth. The name in your mouth can move every mountain. That is the interpretation of that tongue. The name in your mouth can subdue obstacles. The name in your mouth can bring the enemy under your foot, thus say the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's open our Bible, lastly, to John chapter 14, verse 13. John chapter 14, verse 13. We say that whatever you demand in my name, glory be to God, whatever you ask the Father in my name, whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. The word ask here is best interpreted as demand. It's not what you beg, it's what you demand. So what are you demanding? Right? You are demanding healing. You are demanding success. You are demanding open doors. You are demanding restoration. You are demanding wholeness. You are demanding prosperity. You are demanding freedom from the shackle of the enemy. And it says here, so whatever you ask in my name, whatever you demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Right? Verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's a blank check. So whatever you demand in my name, I will do it. So what do you demand? You are trusting God for visa, want to travel around the world. Why don't you make the demand now? You are trusting God for children. Why don't you make the demand now? You can say, I demand that I have children. I demand that I'm married happily. I demand that I'm healed. I demand that I'm prosperous, that my business is moving. In the name of Jesus, can you be making that demand right now? God is giving you a blank check. Just make a demand. What do you want? Open your mouth and talk to God. And say, God, this is what I'm demanding of you. I demand in Jesus' name that everything disturbing my life leaves. Everything disturbing your life leaves. So if you need healing in your body, I'd like you to place your hand on your head or any part of your body where you need healing. And you focus in the name of Jesus. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I command every sickness, every disease in this body, go in the name of Jesus and never return again. In Jesus' name, I command life. In Jesus' name, I command everyone connected to you be healed, be delivered in Jesus' name. Everything that is not of God in your life, in your family, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your business, in your ministries, they bow to the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, they bow right now. I set you free in the name of Jesus. I set you free. You are free from that condition in the name of Jesus. You are free from that condition that gives you pain. You are free from that condition that gives you ache. You are free from that condition that frustrates you. You are free from that condition right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I make a demand right now in the name of Jesus that you are free. I make a demand right now in the name of Jesus that you are delivered. I make a demand right now in the name of Jesus that every mountain before you be removed and be cast into the sea. I make a demand right now. Be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I make a demand right now that you are blessed. I make a demand right now that things are working for you. I make a demand right now that your life are in shape, your life and are in order. Father, we give you all the glory. Oh, Rabba Kasubliki Shibrahas Kapala Meshi Brahis Gehibahaba Hasihi. In the name, you never know failure again, thus say the Lord. In the name, you begin to express favor in your life, thus say the Lord. In the name, whatever you put your hand upon shall prosper. In the name, you will live long. You will not die, you will live long. You will not die, you will live long. In the name of Jesus. In the name, long life is your portion. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Farabandi Kusi Bradam Bahaski Tili Brodoshi Pradi, Ekladim Barabahafrodu Bohepredi Hiski Pradim Bahafi Produnki, Eklanis Kapaharadin Nashendi. Everything you do begins to work. Things begin to work for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be expecting your testimony. Please share this message with your friends and your loved ones, and you remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
The word of God you just heard is brought to you by friends and partners of Apenua Tomiwa Joshua Ministries. For prayers, counseling, and sponsorship, you can reach out to us via +234 8120 753243. Again, +234 8120 753243, or email us at akpenuatomiwa@gmail.com. You can as well join our Telegram channel at Healing Tsunami. Remain blessed.